This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Ali and DZ, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, I gotta keep it real.
Yeah.
You know when you're driving behind someone and they're driving really slow and you're late for work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was me this morning. So my little victory, which is a positive spin on the day, is that I was behind this guy. And so then he started going slower because I was close to him, right? I wasn't even trying to tailgate him. If you're going to go 10 under, now you're being
my
a jerk.
Guy.
So my little victory is I got to a place on the street where there were two lanes and I got to whip around him. He didn't see it coming, dude. And then he sped up. I go, oh, now you want to play.
You hit him with the old slingshot.
I lost him, don't worry.
Oh, I knew he wasn't catching up.
The slingshot. It's very Mario Kart. Yeah, the banana.
The little whip around, you know, the old shake and bake, you know what I mean?
I was like, I'm not trying to tailgate
you.
I am not trying to tailgate you, but don't go 10 under.
Yeah.
At least go the speed limit, my guy.
Please.
At least.
Please.
I mean, don't go 10 over, but don't go 10 under, because now you're just being a jerk,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
So my little victory is I got around him, and he didn't see it coming.
Perfect.
What's your little victory?
That. My little victory is that, you know, all things considered,
mm-hmm.
it's Friday.
Woo!
And we made it.
I know.
And you know what I'm saying? And I feel born again. I don't even know.
DZ, it's because it's the weekend.
Hey, webba.
Maybe you were born again. Maybe the weekend is it.
Well, and I don't even know. Maybe we got some, you know, maybe a little surprise for you at some point in the show. Maybe something new. I don't know.
Surprise for who?
For the listeners.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Thank you for reminding me. There's big stuff
today. There's big things, big man things,
mm-hmm.
or big woman things.
Well, and dumpster fire dating. What?
That was the surprise. What are you talking about?
The big update on why I'm single again. People are dying. They're so mad.
Hi, I'm people.
They're mad I made them wait till today. On Facebook, they're like, Allie, how could you?
Allie's the jerk. You don't even need to ask her right in. That is locked. Yeah, but we're going to get a dumpster fire update. And trust me, it's fire.
It is. Dumpster fire is on Fridays. You got to wait for it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. Okay. Question of the day coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Ooh-wee, it's a big weekend because Kendrick and SZA are going to be on stage at the big game on Sunday.
Little halftime slide.
Okay, so the question of the day is game or halftime show? And you have to pick one.
Big game or big performance?
You cannot say both, even if you want both.
But why?
I don't care if you're a football fan and a Kendrick SZA fan. You have to pick one.
Hi, me. You're saying I have to pick.
I know.
I don't want to choose.
I'm not answering. You obviously are going to appreciate the performance as much as me.
Facts.
Well, DZ, what are you picking?
I'm not picking. Ladies first.
You have to.
Nope, ladies first.
You know where I'm going. Halftime show.
I know you're going halftime.
If it was food or halftime show, I'd be more confused, okay? But football and halftime show, less confused.
Touche. You can't throw food into this because that's just evil. That now you're making it a trifecta of I hate you. And I don't like to hate on people like that.
Okay, so food or...
No!
You have to pick food.
No, you said food. Now you got me hungry. Not food.
Okay, halftime show or big game.
Big game. Oh, man.
Which we have to call it the big game for trademark reasons, which I know it sounds funny when I
y'all
say,
know
oh,
what the big game is.
It's very super.
Yeah, and now I'm eating cereal out of bowl.
There you go. I've said it on the air many a time. It's funny because we get these warning emails. Don't say it. Call it the big game, please. It's trademarked.
Well, you say one half, I'll say the other, and we'll protect ourselves that way, dog. All right?
So I'm feeling super.
Yeah, bowl.
And we want to know, are you in for the game or the halftime show? What are you picking?
All right, man. As much as I want to say the performance, and really it feels mundane because this isn't the first time we've seen these teams versus each other. Mm-hmm. I'm still there for the athleticism. Oh. I'm still there for the football. I'm still there for the love of the game. No matter how much love might be lost for some people, I'm there for the action.
You're there for the football.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I'm there for the football, man. And don't get me wrong, I like Kendrick. Uh-huh. I like SZA, and I'm enjoying the fact that we still don't know all the surprises and bells and whistles and little things that we might see for the halftime.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be amazing.
But I'm not going to use the bathroom in that moment, right?
Like you would go to the bathroom during the halftime show?
If I gotta,
well,
I gotta.
Well, now we're fighting. That's it. Now I'm upset. Now I'm really upset, man. You going to start me with that? Unbelievable.
You want me to keep it a buck or you want me to lie to you?
You would go to the bathroom during Kendrick and SZA?
Hey, if I got to poo, I'm going to do what it do.
Fine, pull up line 3. We'll see what they think because this is unbelievable. Hello, Kiss FM. Good morning. Who's this?
Jinx.
It's OG Lori.
OG.
Wepa, wepa. Good morning.
Good morning, friend. Hey. Okay.
Wepa, wepa, wes.
You probably heard DZ and I arguing. He's picking the game. I'm picking the halftime show. You have to pick one.
Okay. I am a diehard football fan, but I'm picking the halftime show.
What? Oh, gee, got me on that one.
Is it because the Packers aren't in?
Well, that and, you know, it's just, you know, we've seen the game before. I really don't want to see Kansas City win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they don't need to three-peat, dang it. That's for us to do.
But Travis and Taylor.
It's written in the stars and in the script.
I want to see. Hey, you know what?
Okay, you know what? I'll care about football if Saquon Barkley takes me out on a date, okay?
Hey. Hey, Saquon. Hey, matter of fact, I'll text him for you, OG. Rawr. I got you. I'll text him. I got you. I'll report back.
No, I'm looking forward to Kendrick Lamar and SZA and whoever else is coming out, man.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. There might be some other guests on that because there's always a surprise guest at the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
The Super.
The bowl.
Anyway,
I didn't even realize you.
I love you, Lori.
Appreciate you.
Love you guys, too. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
So that's interesting. So people, I get it. People always get sick of you when you start winning too much. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are, whether life, games, they start going for the underdog.
The target gets bigger on your back because you keep winning. It's hard. Who else is in front? Nobody. When you're winning, you're winning, man.
Well, and I just want to see Taylor on the field at the end celebrating with Travis. So anyway.
Okay. Get out of here, bro.
All right. 414-533-1037. We are going to take your calls. And the question is, big game or halftime show this weekend, and you have to pick one.
Have to pick.
Period.
Yeah.
Talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So there's a little something-something happening on Sunday.
A little something-something is super.
And I even thought about going to the casino, Pottawatomie, because the sports book is having a cool deal.
They have they're open now, right?
Yeah, they have a whole sports book, and they have like this awesome deal where for like $40 you get like a ton of food and three drinks. And I was like, that's a steal. Maybe I'll hit up the casino for the big game.
We were supposed to go check that out.
It's okay. It's okay. I told them we'll be back.
Okay,
the sports
okay,
book
okay.
isn't
okay,
going
okay.
anywhere.
Because I just got a huge case of FOMO for no reason. Oh. And you already, man.
It's all right.
I do want to go, though. That sounds dope. If I wasn't already busy on the game of the big day, on the big game day, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. You can say why you're busy.
Why? I mean, I work.
Yeah. So there's a Bucks game.
Yeah.
Why did they put a game during the big game?
I mean, yeah.
No, I know. No offense. I love the Bucks, but why is there a game during the big game?
It is an earlier game.
Oh, then we're fine.
Yeah, but it's just
it's a long day for you.
It's a huge day, and it ain't gonna work out for us.
All right, so we're talking about Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more excited for the big game or the halftime show with Kendrick Lamar and SZA? And you have to pick one. Let's just start with our boy who listens on the Odyssey app from Indianapolis, Carl from Indy,
Mr. Greepo.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Let's go.
Hi, Carl.
Morning.
Morning.
All right, we're doing a speed round. Which one are you picking?
I'm picking the big game.
Come on.
Because
what?
Oh, sorry, my brain's a little slow this morning, but I will
we're
say
up. It's
that.
That's right.
Yeah, I know that. But back in 2022, my favorite other team besides the Packers were in the big game, and I catered so much food that I had weeks full of food. You know?
Ooh, yeah. So he's excited.
Carl, thank you for calling it the big game for trademark reasons.
He knows what's up. My man knows what's up. He ain't new to this.
Oh,
he's true to this.
All right, Carl, we love you. Have a great day.
I love you.
Game. Love you back, man. Peace.
Even though he's wrong.
What? No, get out of here.
He really just said the game?
He said the game, and I'm putting respect on his name.
All right, fine. Let's go to Roger in Milwaukee as we do the question of the day. Roger.
Morning.
Good morning. Allie DZ, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know.
I'm going
with the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
Game, man.
We just need to record that once he gets his theme song, because that's going to be, you don't even have to say it anymore. We're going to put a nice little music bed behind it or something, get you nice.
We won't have time for his theme song because that's the intro.
That's got to be his theme song. He can't say nothing else. Roger, good morning, man.
Hi, okay.
Good morning.
So game. All right, well, I'm a little disappointed in you and Carl this morning. Fine.
Standing on business.
Fine.
Well, I put a bonus in there. If it was the food, it'd be the food.
Oh.
Fair.
Can we agree to that?
You'd pick food over Kendrick and SZA. Now I'm more mad.
I'd pick food. Over the game and the halftime,
food
yes.
Food over everything.
100%
food
overall.
Over everything.
Food
over everything. I'm so over Kendrick and SZA. I'm just burnt
what?
Out.
Oh.
I'm burnt out.
Oh, he listens to them too much.
What more could he do? What more could he do?
He said he won.
Do you know what?
You got it.
Listen, we were in the car. Yeah.
Drink water, bullet hole vest.
Roger, I know you have a fourth grader. You and your wife will think this is really funny. We were in the car, and out of nowhere, Hudson goes, "Who would have thought a diss track would lead to 5 Grammys and a halftime show?" And
me.
I was like, look at you. Yes, everyone in America who loved Not Like Us, but okay. All right. So anyway, yeah. Yes,
but
Roger.
Listen, I'm over it. I mean, it's done. He won everything.
Right.
What more can he do now?
It's a wrap.
This is the problem.
But let him finish out, man. Let him finish out and enjoy it, Roger.
This is the same reason people don't want the Chiefs to win. You don't want to be happy for people when they win too much, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Roger, goodbye.
We still love you, dog.
Goodbye.
Peace, fam. Peace.
Let's go to our boy in West Bend, the father of new twins at the age of 40. I'm never going to stop saying that to Sean.
Hey, bro, I know.
Sean, good morning. You my little boo
thing. So I'm here. Howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
You know it's all out of love, Sean.
I hope
you know that.
Hey, it's actually 41 now, even harder.
Excuse us. Put some respect on his name.
Gotta love the oopsie at 41, the happy oopsie.
He ain't 40. He's in his 40s.
Sean, good morning. Which one?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
I'm going with the halftime show because I absolutely hate the Eagles, and the possibility of them winning the Super Bowl
just irks you.
Is not fun.
So you don't even want to watch the game in disgust.
Well, I don't even care because now we're on the same side. He's picking a halftime.
He said halftime over big game.
Why do you hate the Eagles?
I hate the Eagles. I feel about the Eagles the way most Packer fans feel about. I'm assuming now it's the Vikings.
Or the Bears.
Okay. All right, Sean. Have a good day, man. Go take care of those kids.
Hey, I'm a Giants fan. My team sucks, too.
Brother in Arms. I forgot you was a Giants
fan. Sean, don't talk about our team like that, Sean. Don't you dare. Don't let DZ get in your head because he's a Bears fan.
Like I said, I'm a Giants fan. My team's terrible.
All I got to say
is the Eagles.
Sean, all I got to say is E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
You know what?
You know what? Hang
up on
him.
I can't deal with this negativity. I'm going to hang up on you.
He hangs up on us.
He does. Later,
Sean.
Love, man.
Right, have a good one.
You too.
All right. Ariana's in Waukesha. Let's go to her next. Hi, Ariana. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
All right. You picking?
I picked the halftime show.
Wow. Okay. Stacking them up.
You know what?
Did you just not like football? What's going on? Do you hate the Eagles?
I mean, I do like football. If the Packers were in, then that would be a hard choice.
It would be football,
game changer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But,
Well,
yeah.
Do you know what you just did? You tied it up. It's two for the game and two for the halftime show. And we have one more caller. So, Ariana, we're going to go find out what the tiebreaker says, and then DZ and I can fight off the air. So, thank you so much for calling.
Appreciate you. Call again.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Enjoy the game, too. Or the performance, I should say.
I could open the text, but then it's really going to confuse us on who's winning this argument.
We could read some text, but then out of the call, loser buys breakfast. How about that? Yeah.
I'll buy you breakfast anyway.
Well, I'll buy you breakfast anyway.
I was trying to one-up you.
I'll buy you breakfast still.
I was trying to flip it on you.
I'm already ordered.
My trick worked. DZ's buying breakfast. Okay.
either way, I'm
marked. It worked. It worked.
Is this what y'all be doing to us?
Nancy texted in. My mom. Not my mom.
I was about to say, Mama Nancy
texted in and said, food game halftime show, but what about the commercials? Nancy, all the commercials are online now. That's why I don't care anymore.
They are listen, if you understand some of the science, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but they are charging way too much for me to even appreciate the commercials anymore.
Yeah.
It is egregious, and it has only gotten worse and worse and worse. Part of because of the whole Taylor thing.
Well, I believe that. Laura and Scene said, can I choose commercials as a third option? No, I just feel like we don't.
Honorable mention, commercials and food. Fine. Obviously, if these two were in conversation, nobody would be watching the game or the halftime.
And Cammy in Milwaukee said, I choose the puppy bowl. Get out of here with that, okay?
I mean, come on.
Pick up Susan in Milwaukee. Let's let her decide.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So tell
me. Allie, you're buying breakfast because I'm for the game.
Let's go.
I'm sorry, but unpopular opinion, I can't stand Kendrick Lamar, haven't from the beginning.
Wow.
What?
You're not a Kendrick fan at all.
I got to know why.
Not at all. What? I don't like his voice. I don't like the music that he has behind. I don't like his style.
I don't like you anymore, Susan.
I have listened to you guys for years, and I love the majority of the music that you play. But he is one. I have to change the station every time he comes on.
I'm the first and the only.
I'm really you know what? You're just not like us. I'm heartbroken.
You're
just not like us, okay?
Forget turn the TV off. We just going to cut you off. What? What you trying to do? Squabble up. Squabble up. Squabble up. Susan, squabble up. What you trying to do? No, we love you, Susan. We appreciate you.
I don't.
No, this is a free platform, though, man.
I don't. I'm really hurt by this whole conversation.
Right.
I appreciate you, Susan.
Now you have to buy breakfast.
That's right. That's right.
Bye, Susan. Bye. Have a great day, I think.
Be good, I guess.
That's it. So, you know what? Fine. I'll buy breakfast.
Let's go.
You know what? I'll be there for the halftime show. Forget all y'all.
And I'll be there with my breakfast.
I'll be there for all of it. Bye.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, we got a text message and they wanted to remain anonymous, but they had a What Would DZ Do.
I like it.
So, DZ, it's short and sweet because it was a text sent to us. So what does it say?
Well, and Perry gets right into it and says...
We changed the name, obviously. It's a girl.
Yeah, it's his Kissmas Protection Program. Says, hey, I've got a What Would DZ Do. My husband and I are expecting our first kid coming up in a few months in spring. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
His parents and my dad side are at very different levels financially. Mm. And I'm worried that one side will overdo it with gifts slash financial contributions, making the others feel bad or worse. The kid has, quote unquote, favorites because of what they get from one side of their grandparents. Ah. Mm-hmm. How do I set the boundary up front without sounding ungrateful?
Oh.
Perry.
So basically Perry is
Perry's husband's parents are paid.
Are loaded.
Yeah, they got money.
And Perry's worried. She's worried that the kids are going to favor his parents over hers because they might buy
things, give them, buy the love and affection. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That's exactly what's going on here.
And Perry wants to know how to set boundaries to tell what the people with all the money not to overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is tricky.
Perry, this is a you problem.
I feel like
Perry
this
got
is
a problem.
Projection.
It's Perry's projecting.
Yeah.
Hence the name, Perry Projection.
Mm, I love it. Yeah. Perry Projection. Mm-hmm.
So hear me out. This child is going to know no different as long as you set the boundary with a child.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to set the boundary with the grandparent.
Ah.
This is the first kid for everybody, I'm assuming. I don't know if they got other siblings on either side, right? But this is y'all's first kid.
Yours.
So her and her husband's. So they are going to want to literally spoil you.
Mm-hmm.
Do what they can. And that's the key feature here. It's what they can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about splitting hairs.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about, well, his parents got more money.
Yeah.
I think you're losing the fact that they just want to love on y'all.
Yeah.
And the love is going to be shown in different ways regardless.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. Financial levels aside, the love is going to be handled differently for everybody.
Well, and you really have to, you're assuming that because they're buying stuff, they're going to love them more.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think as someone who has kids, I can tell which grandparents my kids have bonded with more. And trust me, it has to do with the quality time they've had with those parents, not with the money.
Yeah.
I've seen both sides spend a lot of money on my kids. But I can tell you, it's the side who shall remain nameless that spends more time and talks to my kids more that has a better bond.
Yeah,
promise you.
And when the money and the bonding, you know, coincide, then I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to be the favorites.
I'm saying I can see even if they both have it, you know, the bonding
always
overweighs.
It always overweighs no matter how much, what y'all do, what they spend exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I do have an idea, though.
What?
If you are worried as a parent, because I feel like I just told you, like, shut up, this is a you problem, get over it.
Yeah, you have to give some kind of solution.
I want to give them some sort of solution.
And she's pregnant, so she's already stressed.
Thank you. So,
Perry, take it easy on yourself.
Perry's pregnant and got problems. She's projecting. She's got a lot of pee problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to help her out.
Hormonal, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to help her out. I think that instead of allowing financial gifts, letting them buy stuff, I think while the baby's still being, you know, being cooked in the oven, if you will, set up a bank account, set up a fund, set up something, or as soon as the baby's born, because you can't technically do it without a social security number.
Mm-hmm.
But once the baby's born, set up an account. And if people want to give financial donations, if they want to give them something, if they want to put money aside, they can go into there. And you can get into bonds, and you can get into savings and Roth IRAs. And you can do a whole bunch of different stuff at your own time and at your own leisure. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Brewery, see you.
Yes, Brewery Credit Union.
But the thing is, that's a way for you to set a healthy boundary and say, rather than you buying the child toys and things and spending money, please do this instead.
Mm.
I'm not saying don't buy the kids gifts ever, but then instead of showering, let's just do that. Donate what you can, when you can, when you want, and boom, we're going to move from there. Because guess what? By the time that baby's 18, you're going to have a nice, she's going to have a nice little healthy saving something.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't touch it, that they're going to go to college with or decide what they want to do with.
Mm-hmm.
Personal opinion, that's the best idea unless somebody want to fight me today.
Well, Heather in Waterford doesn't want to fight you, but she texted in and said the child will actually love the time spent rather than presents. Kids love little dates to ice cream and the parks. That's true.
That's fair.
That's one way to do it. Kayla in West Bend texted in and said, money doesn't buy happiness. Well, you ever been broke?
Yeah. Chill out.
Sorry. She said, money doesn't buy happiness. I had in-laws that were well off, but my mom spent more time with the kids and they're still more attached to my mom. Sorry, DZ, I couldn't help it. I'm just saying money doesn't buy happiness.
Just listen.
It doesn't
just relates,
until you're broke.
It relates,
can you hit me with the legal ID?
I got you.
WXL. SSHD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
That's right here. I got you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to take your calls and your texts next. What should Perry do? She texted into the show and she's worried that her husband or partner, were they married? I can't remember.
They're married. Yeah, husband.
Her husband's basically family has a lot more money than hers, mm-hmm. and that they're going to be the favorites because of that with the grandparents.
So, I hear it is tough.
It is tough. We'll talk to you guys next.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Perry texted into the show and wanted to know what to do because they're having a baby soon.
First baby.
Her husband's parents have a lot more money than hers, so she's worried there's going to be favoritism because of the money. They're going to buy the happiness.
I think she's worried a little too much, but mm-hmm. I said what I said. I said if you're really worried about it and you want to do something, set up an account once the baby is born that you mm-hmm. can do what you want with and ask them, set the boundary that way. Ask them to give that way to the account, to let it stack up and build or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ashley and Adele texted in and said, don't worry about the spoiling. My parents are so bonded with my kid, and it has nothing to do with money or gifts given. It's the attention they give and the love they show.
I like
okay,
that.
That's really that's nice. Well, let's start with Amanda in Maguanago on 4, because I want to see what she has to say. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Hello.
What do you think?
Hello. So I'm going to speak from experience. I was kind of triggered with this because my kids are spoiled. Well, we're spoiled from one side of the family. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still are, but...
But they're more grown now.
No, they're not. They're 13, 11, and then I have a 3-year-old, too.
Oh, goodness. But, oh, you still got little.
Nice.
But, so, my dad passed away in 2020, my boys were alive, My boys are the only ones that got to know my dad, really. Mm-hmm. My daughter never did. Mm. And what my dad did every year was, like, for Christmas, instead of buying them gifts, mm-hmm. he would take us to the Dells or something, and he would always go to all of their practices and all of their games for all of their sports things and things like that. So it's more experiences. Yes,
yeah.
More experiences. So I like your idea, DZ, but I think to like just doing the experiences, spending the time with the kids, because they still talk about the times that they went with Papa Jim. And, you know, my youngest at the time, he was only in kindergarten when my dad passed away. So, you know, he, mm-hmm. you know, it's things
impression.
Like that they remember, even though they have the money later on in life.
Sure.
The experiences are definitely worth more than any kind of gift that you can get. So I have set that boundary now. And I ask my mom and my grandma, don't get them anything for Christmas, mm-hmm. you know, do something them instead.
Yeah, the
because
experience.
They're mm-hmm. going to remember that more than they're going to remember that G.I. Joe that they got. Well, G.I. Joe is anymore, but you know what I mean.
Hey, shout out G.I. Joe, though. You hit my childhood.
Yeah, but
you
know it ends up under my foot in the living room when I step on it, and then I throw it anyway, and it disappears,
right?
That stupid toy.
But can we agree that you cherish the memories far more than what the little toy that you get in the endeavor or in the adventure?
I
you
agree.
Feel me?
That's what you grow up and think about is the mm-hmm. things you did as a kid. Not the Lego you had in your bedroom. I agree.
Now,
right.
Do I still have the G.I. Joe?
That.
Yes, I do still have the G.I. Joes.
Okay,
everybody ain't like me, okay? I'm sentimental in different ways, all right? Fine.
He's a hoarder is what he's saying. Bye, Amanda.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
a great day.
Bye, thanks. You too.
Great advice. Take care.
All right, John is on line one. Let's talk to John this morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What's your advice, John?
You know, the best present any grandparent can give is to be present.
Yeah.
Aww. At the end of the day, you can literally buy everything the kid wants. Mm-hmm. You can literally give him everything he wants and everything that he will need. But if he ain't present, the presents don't mean nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean,
feel that.
My kid gets everything, and we're here. But grandparents get everything, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm talking from experience.
Yeah,
John knows.
Say less. John's right. saying it will be the same thing that we're saying. Experience over
money.
Money and toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here. Mm-hmm. Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
I like that. Quality over quantity. That's genuine right
say
there.
Say less, John. You know what? Have a great day.
You too.
Appreciate you, man.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye. Brittany in Delavan texted in and said, my parents want to buy my kids love. My husband's kids spend quality time with them on their own doing. My kids have a much stronger bond with my husband's parents than mine. To be fair, I don't have a good relationship with my parents either.
There you go.
Well, so that has something to do with it too.
And here's the thing. Parents, or grandparents rather, they're going to get whatever they want regardless. They don't care about you. You're their kid. You really think you're about to tell them, boy, you little youngin' in their eyes and heart for the rest of your life. So they're going to do whatever they want with their grandbabies anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You can just hope that they listen to the boundaries you're trying to set. But at the end of the day, they're grandparents.
Yeah.
They're going to spoil them babies.
Exactly. Can I ask you a question quick?
What up?
Did you have to become a parent to realize that they were going to do what they wanted no matter
regardless,
what?
Regardless,
100%. Because I really feel like sometimes you have to become a... You're like, no, they're not going to tell.
They're not going to do it.
I'm going to control what my parents do. And then you become a parent and you go, oh, okay,
I got no control still.
I have no control.
I can say what I want. And
but
I can hope.
Do whatever they want.
I can hope.
We're still their kid.
But we're still their kid at the end of the day, dog. You know what it is, man. Like, I'm still Danielito. You know what I mean?
Yep. Last but not least, Amanda, our girl, is calling from Racine this morning. Amanda.
Great to hear from you, man.
Kind
of let it bump a little louder there. No, you nailed it. That felt strong.
She was on fire.
That was strong.
Go, girl. All right, Amanda.
Doing great.
She's so happy. You're making me happy now.
With babies in the back, like, turned out for a while.
And by the way, Dawn and Muskego texted in. I woke up late. Have we done dumpster fire dating yet?
Chill.
No,
we ain't
there yet.
We're not there, but we will get there, Dawn, and I will give you the update on what happened.
Or we're lying to you and you missed it and you got to listen back on the Odyssey app. Whatever.
Stop it. It's coming up. Okay, Amanda, what's your advice for Perry, who is stressed out about one set of grandparents having more money?
So I agree with everybody else, but honestly, what you guys should worry about is getting a babysitter. Guilt trip the other side and make sure they babysit. That's what I do.
Hold on. Amanda, hold on.
Genius.
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 Did everybody just go, oh my God, Amanda, you did it.
Why didn't we get there to begin with?
You cracked the code.
Whoever texted in the best present is to be present. Stop with your motivational quotes.
No, stop.
It's too much logic.
Amanda did it.
It's too much logic.
The best present is a babysitter paid for.
Amen.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we got a submission, and it's got a lot of layers to it,
but
it's kind of interesting. Shauna wants to know if she's the jerk for taking his graduation ticket back. Hold on.
Shauna?
Hear me out. Yeah.
Shauna?
Actually, not DJ. That's your girl.
Shout out to the homie, though. Shout out to the homie.
Yeah. No, but listen to this. She said, hello, Allie and DZ. Hoping you can tell me whether I'm a jerk or not. Recently, I graduated from college, and I invited my brother to my ceremony.
Okay. Congrats.
My sister-in-law, his wife, does hair and makeup for a living. So a couple months before my graduation, I asked her if she would be willing to do my hair and makeup for my big day. And she said yes.
That's a plug, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a very simple girl and don't typically get dolled up. So I was excited.
Yeah.
A few days prior to my graduation, my husband and kids all came down with COVID.
Not the Rona.
However, I was negative. My brother calls me to let me know that his wife would not be doing my hair and makeup because they just found out she's pregnant. He said with her only being so early along, he didn't want to risk her getting sick. When I asked him why she didn't let me know herself, he said he wanted to tell me the big news about the pregnancy.
Oh, that's how he broke the news about the pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hey, we're sick.
So she goes on to say,
you're sick.
I obviously said congratulations on the pregnancy, but then I said, well, since you're so worried about her being sick, then I guess you won't need your ticket to my graduation.
Hey, yo, wait.
He sounded disappointed and explained that it had more to do with the close proximity of doing my makeup, but
if
he's so worried about her getting sick, then he shouldn't be around me either.
Oh.
So because tickets are limited, I took back his graduation ticket.
Oh.
Am I the jerk for uninviting him?
Your brother?
Shauna.
Dang, Shauna.
Okay, there's a lot of layers to this.
There is. And I was,
because part of it is, I don't know, is she being petty here? Was she in her feelings? Or was she trying to just be like, well, if you're going to do one because of the other, then why would you come to, if you can't be around me for my hair, why would you come to my graduation?
See, but I was thinking this might be layered like a cake. This is more layered like an onion, right? Like, is it making people gonna cry, dog.
Let the tears go.
The more you cut into it, because what, like, I just don't understand. Like, I feel and see what they're saying by, you're gonna be up in somebody's grill. They're gonna be breathing all up on you. They can't have a mask on to do makeup on. And if the family's got the Rona, even if you are negative, you are inevitably carrying something because you're in that same household with your family. Not to sound rude and dismissive, but we've already known. We've gone through that once. We know what contact is. We know 15 minutes at less than 6 feet distance.
And she's pregnant, the sister-in-law.
Exactly.
But hold on. This is my thing, though. Tickets are limited. Okay,
sure.
Forget about all the sickness for one second.
Okay,
this is where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Tickets being limited, as someone, you know, we've been to graduations.
Oh, we've been
there. We graduated.
You be asking, like, anybody got an extra ticket? Anybody not using all their tickets?
And if your extended family tries to come, it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go, well, you can come to the party, but I can only invite certain people in the family because they literally only give us so many tickets,
right? I think
we
only got like 5 tickets or something like that for graduation at Lakeland.
If you have a big family, that's not that much.
5, and then you obviously had to then either try to buy some from somebody else or be gifted them, whatever.
And it's not Lakeland's fault or any college. It's because there's limited space and too many people.
Oh, it's not just, everybody does it, not just Lakeland, obviously.
So I get that part too, where you're like, well, if I'm already wasting a ticket,
it's not wasting, Jinx, because it's not.
I'm already using a ticket on you, but we can't come around each other anyway. You know, she pulled it back.
But she pulls the ticket from her brother and the wife, dog. Like, now they're not going at all? Or the wife was never going. It sounds like it was limited, so the wife was just doing the hair and makeup and the brother was going. The brother ain't got nothing to do with that. Right? In my opinion, he's going to be close enough, but it's not like y'all are going to be sitting there hugging up and super close. He's not going to be sitting next to you at the graduation. You're going to see him for 20 minutes after, maybe an hour if y'all go to get dinner or something, but come on. And chances are, he's not going to get dinner.
She said, if he's so worried about getting sick, then he shouldn't be around me either. So because tickets are limited, I took his back.
I'm torn on this one, to be honest with you, because I feel both sides.
I'm saying, even if she's in her feelings, I get her point. Put the feelings aside. I get it. If that's the reason, and I'm not even mad at the brother. I get why they want to distance themselves, but then why would you come to the graduation with a ton of people?
Who's more important than your brother, though? Who are you pulling the ticket from your brother for?
It depends on how many siblings you have.
A different brother that's wife ain't pregnant and getting sick? Man, you're now making him breaking the news of them being pregnant to you a kind of sour topic. A little bit?
Oh, now everybody's mad.
I mean, think about it. He just broke the news that they're expecting a child and you went, great. I'm going to take that ticket back, though, since, you know, she's sick and not doing my hair and makeup. I don't want you there anymore anyway.
So which way are you going?
I mean, through course of action, I think I'm leaning towards, she's the jerk, even though I hear what she's saying and agree to what her points are.
I don't think she's the jerk because they've already stated all the reasons they can't be around her, and which I respect. You don't want to get sick and you're pregnant. I respect that. But then why do you need a ticket to the grad? I just don't get one. They don't go together in my mind. Even if she's being petty, I don't think she's the jerk.
You can distance yourself without literally distancing yourself. You can wear a mask in public and not necessarily worry about getting sick. You can spend a finite amount of time and then leave. He wants to see his younger or older, I don't know. I think it's younger. I don't know. He wants to see his sibling, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He wants to see his sibling, person that he grew up with, loves and cares for and appreciates on a big day. He wants to see you graduate and you being bogus by saying, well, since your wife is, you know, pregnant and since your wife doesn't want to get sick, then you shouldn't come to my graduation since she's not doing my hair and makeup.
Listen to this. Cassie in Oak Creek texted in and said, honestly, limited tickets means a ton of people to be in contact with too, though. I agree with her. That's where I do agree with her. I'm like, if you're going to go into a big venue with a ton of people, what do you care about? All be around each other.
We ask like we don't know that masks exist and that he could do whatever he wants to feel, you know, safe. And that, bro, y'all remember when we was literally stripping our clothes off at the doorway before walking inside because we thought germs was on our jeans?
Right.
Come on, man. There's ways that you can curb this and feel better. And what we've learned through the last few years after the pandemic is that we're not to be as worried anymore.
Somebody said, she's a bleeping jerk. That's super petty and messed up. Being in close proximity to someone versus a large open space is different. Also, when someone is forced to disclose pregnancy is not fun. Space, but you're in like a venue sitting next to people. Come on.
In a larger, more ventilated space, though. It's not a close proximity inches away from somebody's face while they're breathing their COVID home breath on you.
Dude, Dude, you know, look, I'm not going to change the subject, but we were at the arcade last weekend, and I left there feeling dirty. It was packed, and I was like, everybody wash their hands.
Now.
It's amazing none of us got sick with everything going around. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel dirty walking out of here.
When you walk out of somewhere, and you know your hands got that, like, grout feeling on it, bro, you feel like you just worked in the yard.
Everybody's getting the shower.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We stripping the clothes off at the door for real, for real.
Man, all right, 414-533-1037. The texts are going crazy, and I'm assuming the phones are already lighting up. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Shauna wrote into the show, and there's a lot of layers to this, but she wants to know if she's the jerk for uninviting her brother to her graduation because tickets were limited, and they found out, you know, her sister-in-law's pregnant. She was happy for them, but then they all got sick, and they were trying not to get sick, people around them. So she said, well, if they can't do my hair and makeup,
then you can't come to my graduation.
Yeah, so she pulled the ticket back, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for uninviting him. Let's start with Faith in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Faith.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. You're first up today on Am I the Jerk? Do you think Shauna's a jerk for uninviting her brother to graduation?
Batter up.
Yes, I definitely think she is the jerk.
You do?
She is the jerk.
Oh.
For uninviting.
Yes. Oh. I think the jerk because if she didn't offer to do the hair and makeup and she just naturally was like, oh, hey, guys, I'm pregnant. Would the sister then revoke the ticket then? Or is she only doing it retaliatory because she didn't do her hair and makeup? You know what I mean?
I hear where you're going with it. I definitely hear where you're going with it. It sounds like it's a reaction to her going, well, since the hair and makeup isn't going to be done by your wife, then you don't need to be at my graduation because you're sick.
No, she
because
was in her feelings.
Yeah.
And I absolutely received that from reading it. However, that being said, knowing that graduation tickets are limited, I thought, well, if one goes with the other, then
you'd want to avoid it.
So why wouldn't you pull the ticket back, which is why I said not the jerk, but you're saying she is the jerk.
She is the jerk.
Fine, okay. But you're saying it's because she's in her feelings.
Because she's in her feelings.
And she's being petty.
So you'd say not the jerk had she not been sick, had she just like not offered to do the hair. Then she keeps the ticket. Then it's not a jerk situation where you go in, Lord, now I understand if you do pull the ticket when there's no hair and makeup involved, you're still not the jerk.
Yeah.
Mm. Huh. I'm more confused than ever.
Me too. No, Faith, we appreciate your call.
For sure.
Says jerk.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Faith. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's go to Kyla. I'm going to pull her up next in Sheboygan. Hi, Kyla. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I have no idea which way you're going. and so now I'm really dying to know. Is Shauna the jerk for uninviting her brother and taking his graduation ticket back?
Yeah, she's totally a jerk.
Okay.
Totally being petty.
Ah.
It feels petty.
Yeah. So it's all for the pettiness. Got it.
It's definitely petty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it sounds like her family can't go because they have COVID. So she already has extra tickets there. So limited tickets doesn't seem like
that's actually an issue. That's actually a really valid point.
I see what
Ooh,
you're saying.
Kyla, I didn't even think about that. Mm. Her husband,
and
her
I'm
kids.
Not knowingly, yeah.
They're not
Everybody
going because they're sick.
Sick. But her.
So there's not going to be anybody sick there. Everybody should
right.
arguably be healthy.
And now you took the one person that could go
away.
Because they're sick, and now you got.
Wow.
Now you have nobody.
The dots were connecting. Finally, you guys are actually bringing me around for once.
Turning
Fine.
The page on this one, huh? No, I hadn't even thought about the fact that the husband isn't. Like, they can't go.
Yeah.
They got COVID. And honestly,
yeah,
everybody should
real.
Be taking
They're
going
to be going to the grocery store. They're going to be yep. going places where yep. there are other people. But I'm not knowingly going to be
Putting
3 inches
yep.
from your face.
Yep. well, knowing that you got to sit. Yep.
Sick.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
There is one not the jerk text. Megan in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. The brother, if he's worried about his wife getting sick, that he should stay away from the graduation. I know he wants to be there for her, but you can get sick anywhere. Better safe than sorry.
You can get sick anywhere. But again, don't you want to risk it if you are going to risk it for family?
Right.
There's one thing to put myself an inch from your face and let you breathe your COVID household air on me. There's another thing
yes.
to watch you from an auditorium and go, yes, that's my baby sister.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kyla
yeah,
says
she's a jerk.
Jerk.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyla.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Sarah, one of our regulars. We haven't heard from her in so long in Hartford. She said she can never get in, but she listens every day. Girl.
Who's this?
Sarah in Hartford. I know, right?
She about to yell at me. I'm sorry, Sarah. You know I'm joking.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm here.
Good morning.
You exist. Hi.
Good morning. And I am bringing the broom, vacuum, mop, ooh, whatever you want to call it. Ooh. It is definitely a sweep.
Get it out of here. Sweep it.
You say
he
jerk.
He is a jerk. Mm-hmm. I right. have so many questions. Number one, where were they going to be doing the hair and makeup? At the brother's house or at her house?
I don't know. Good fair. Question. Fair. You're so, fair enough. Yep.
So that's one question. But number two, the other reason I can see why he doesn't want the wife to be up in her face, doing her makeup, touching her face, mm-hmm. touching her hair, mm-hmm. when she just came out of an environment full of COVID, mm-hmm. just saying. And also for her to retaliate during that conversation after he is sharing something that's a very happy. Significant, yes. And then for her to be like, well, I guess you don't need your ticket. First of all, you just created some tension. Really, really problematic tension, mm-hmm. yes. Which could cause stress on the pregnancy. It could cause stress on the brother, which causes stress on the pregnancy, ooh. Potentially.
Ooh, but now also, you're going, you now you're getting deep.
Where are we are. Not,
this
we're
is
like
an onion.
Layers,
this is an
really
onion,
are
bro.
Deep, man.
Are you not happy for us to be having a baby and the fact that I'm oh, trying wow. to keep her safe?
Right.
And then for you to say, she could have said, are you still, I understand, you know, are you still planning to come to my graduation? If not, you know, I can find someone else.
Allie,
it's the way she did it.
This is 100%.
It's the way she did it. Like, oh, I guess you don't need your ticket then. That
right.
is rude.
Nah, Sarah, right. And yeah. it's retaliatory because think about it.
Yeah.
She said in the message, I normally don't get dolled up. So she was really excited
oh,
to do it.
Yeah.
And since the sister backed out, she went, how come she ain't faced me face to face?
Yeah.
Fine. Then you're not coming either then.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah, wah.
Probably because she felt bad and she didn't want to, but the brother thought that it was best because he was protecting his
yeah.
family.
So
and
he went, let me tell my sister that we're pregnant and
yeah.
it'll soften the blow of you not being able to do her makeup because we want to keep you safe,
if
baby.
If family's important to you, then bonding with that sister-in-law might have been a real thing that meant a lot to you, and I get that.
And
yeah.
I understand. The sister-in-law could have masked
too.
Up. Sure, mm-hmm. she could have masked up, say whatever.
My other question is, first of all, there's COVID. It is the season.
Right.
Is everywhere.
I mean, flu A, flu B, COVID.
Pneumonia, the flu, COVID, where
when
do we start
this,
right now with everything
it.
Going?
When is this graduation? Is the graduation like coming up soon?
I don't know because I couldn't tell because when I read this, what she sent us, I couldn't tell if it happened like in December or if it's coming up because she said I graduated and then she said, am I the jerk for uninviting him? But I couldn't tell if she already had done it or she's doing it. Do you
know,
see what I'm saying?
You know how they got mid-year, mid-semesters, and sometimes you're just
yeah.
finishing up
or
like a
May,
course or in May? Or you got to wait when you graduate early. You still got to wait till the end of the year and
mm-hmm.
walk with everybody else. We don't get the situation.
I don't know when
yeah.
it was.
When
I
graduated, I feel like when I graduated college, I graduated in December,
yeah.
but I did not actually have my graduation.
You walked in May or whatever.
Until months
yeah.
later.
Yep. And if this
so
is the situation,
the yeah.
right, like, because then everybody's going to be good by then. Oh,
yeah.
man,
right.
see, I hate
all
this
right well,
now.
We, there's a lot of questions. We don't
okay.
have the answers, but
yeah,
it's
sorry.
A sweep,
but anyways,
you guys.
It's a sweep. Vacuum.
A
Sarah,
she
love
just
hearing
way
from
too
you.
Many problems.
It's
okay,
great to hear
have
from
a great
you.
Day,
you
and
too.
It's good to hear that you're back and feeling better, DB.
Appreciate
aww.
You. Look at you.
Allie, get to the dumpster fire. I'm waiting.
You know what?
Hey, we got
to
hang up with you first. Bye, Sarah.
Yeah, bye, Sarah.
Okay.
Dumpster fire is coming. I promise. Everybody's dying to know what happened with this guy. And the story, I try not to look for the stories and they come to me, you guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, even when I'm trying to make good decisions and be healthy, they come to
oh,
me.
Oh, Lord.
Just wait. DZ,
first things first.
DZ's going to fall out of his chair when I tell him this
oh,
story.
Oh.
You're going to fall out of your chair.
This
okay.
is a big chair.
Before we get to dumpster fire, we have to give away the last pair of Katy Perry tickets.
Yes, that's true.
And we've been playing Katy Perry songs all week, but I saved her very first big hit, her very first song for Friday.
This is arguably my favorite.
You love this song?
I love this song.
Hit it. I Kissed a Girl, Baby. Caller number 33, because DZ loves the number 3, 414-533-1037. You're going to see Katy Perry at the United Center in Chicago. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Hold on. We're getting a dumpster fire. I know you want to know, but more importantly, first, we've got to give away our last pair of Katy Perry tickets. She's coming to the United Center in Chicago on May 12th. Guess who's on the phone right now?
Who?
Lisa in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up. Good morning,
morning
Lisa.
Lisa.
Good morning, Allie. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning.
Well, Lisa, tell everyone. She said, I have a connection to the show. I said, a connection?
Oh, okay, Lisa.
What's the connection, Lisa?
The connection is I'm the R-O-G-E-R's wife.
She's Roger's wife.
Good morning, Allie. Good morning, DZ. Good morning, Milwaukee. Stand up. It's the L-I-S-A. If you don't know, now you know. It's Lisa in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Lisa, look at that. You, Roger's been trying to get a theme song, and Lisa's the one who won today.
Just comes in and steals the show. Lisa going in and says, I'm going to catch this dub real quick, baby.
Lisa,
sit down.
Yep, she did it for the husband. I'm so proud of you. Look at you. You're going to see Katy Perry. Congratulations.
Yeah, buddy.
But hold on.
Melania is going to flip when she finds out.
Their daughter? That was going to be my next question. I know you guys have a fourth grader because I met her when we were out and about. And I was wondering, are you taking Roger or are you taking your daughter?
No, I got to take Melania.
Oh, she's so cute.
She's been singing Katy Perry since she was 2 years old.
Perfect. Say less.
That'd be a great, great hangout for you guys. I love that. So, congratulations.
Mother-daughter date.
Congratulations, Lisa.
This is great energy. I love this. Oh, I love this. This is giving me life, y'all, for real.
Aw, meant to be. Well, have a great time at the show. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Sounds great. You guys have a great day, and I'm glad you're feeling better. Easy.
Thank you.
Me
Thank
too.
You, Lisa. Appreciate you
me
so
too.
Much. It's great to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, so Wepa.
Cute. Oh,
big Wepa, man.
So excited for them. Okay, so I know everyone has been so mad I made them wait all week for Dumpster Fire, but when I say on last Friday, you named this guy, there are two parts to this Dumpster Fire. I'm not even trying to draw it out. There are literally two parts to what happened and then how it ended.
Before we get into it, can I just say I knew and I felt it in my bones.
You knew what?
That this was fated to fail.
No.
The second I dropped his name.
No.
I know. I don't think no. You know my third eye be open, Allie. And I just, I felt it in my bones, and
no
I went,
way.
This is going to go south in about a week.
Shoot.
Give
All
it
right.
a week's time.
You know what? People are going to be mad if you have to go into work. This is why we have an Odyssey app. This is why you can listen right there on your phone. Let's start. Let's go right now.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
All right, everybody. I know you've been waiting.
Sheesh. I'm sweaty already, and I ain't even talking like
You're
that.
You're sweating. I'm sweating.
It actually, must be the tea I'm drinking.
You know what? I'm actually not sweating because I've never been more sure of a decision. And this is how good I've been feeling about my dating life, is even though I was feeling good about this guy, when it came down to having to end things, I knew I was making the right decision.
Got it.
Didn't even question it.
And oh, so I'm sweating for you. Got
it. Yeah, you're sweating for me. Normally, I get all, oh, I'm so hot.
I told you I feel responsible, man. And maybe that's why, because I'm like, I knew it.
It wasn't you. It wasn't because you named him last week. That is not why we ended things.
I've already convinced myself, but I appreciate you saying otherwise.
So to recap, I've been seeing this guy for about a month or so.
BBL Boo, what I named him.
And it seemed to be great. He was like, oh yeah, you know, me and you, we seem
me
to have.
You and me, girl.
We have really good chemistry. You know, I see this going somewhere. And I was like, I see this going somewhere too. Mm-hmm. I feel really, this feels easy and natural.
Mm-hmm.
So,
said I like you. I do.
Yeah. I was like, I like you too. And everything was going really well. And we had that kind of emotional connection, and all the things were falling into place, the emotional chemistry, the physical chemistry, it all was working out. And I was like, man, this
never
is really
say
nice.
Never. I know. Because you just can't
never.
Get enough. I know. I was there.
He
man.
Had me feeling more optimistic about dating.
I was smitten.
Same.
I was excited to meet this guy.
I know. Well, you're not gonna, because listen to this.
This sucks.
Dude, listen to this. Okay.
Tell me.
So last week you named him, but before that I had gone out with him on Wednesday night. And then what the listeners didn't know was we had the whole weekend to spend together last weekend. We both were kid free and we had plans all weekend. But I thought, you know what? Let us see how our weekend goes. I'll tell everybody about it.
Yeah, let's do our
week.
Little getaway, you know, by ourselves.
Well, so last week we went on our date on Wednesday and I told you off the air. I said we had a really good time and the waitress thought we were both really funny because he's so blunt. But I told you off the air, I go, his energy was wacky.
Yeah.
I go, there was something, and I'm trying not to be negative, but he was getting on my nerves at one point in the night. And I said, I was trying not to find things wrong, okay? Because I went, it's too soon. Everybody's got their stuff, but something was off. And I even said to him, I'm having trouble connecting with you emotionally tonight. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we seemed to get past it. The night got good, and we got through the night. Now, in hindsight, this is all, it's, you know, when you start doing the graph and you all start connecting the dots and you go
and, and you pinpoint things. Yeah. The string theory comes out. Okay. I'm listening.
So that happened. We reset. Friday night comes along. We had a great date. We went out to the Delafield Brew House in Delafield. Great food.
Oh, that's cute.
Had a really good date.
Yeah.
You know, he comes over, spends the night.
Ooh.
And he was all night, up, down, up, down, up, down. Like, and I was like, are you okay?
Okay, I see. My mind may be a little dirty. I was like, oh, snap.
Gross, no.
Oh, snap.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
no.
My Lord.
No,
hot dogs are okay.
He wasn't sleeping very well.
Oh, he was vibing the wrong way.
Yeah, he was like, and I kept getting up and going, are you okay? Why do you keep like going to the, you know? Just,
right, what's wrong? You zooming, my boy? What's wrong?
He wasn't sleeping well, is my point, okay? And I was like, whatever. So he leaves Saturday morning. Leaves my house, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's got plans during the day with his friends, and that's fine. So he's out doing his thing, and we're texting throughout the day. And I said, hey, you know, since we went out last night, we talked about going to the movies on Saturday night. And do you still want to do that? He's like, yeah, totally. And I said, well, can you make a 6:20 movie if I get the tickets? And he's like, yeah, for sure. I think I can, because he was disc golfing till like 5. I'll just put it out there. I don't even care. He's disc golfing till like 5.
Bet.
So I go, he goes, yeah, I can make a 6:20. So I go, great. That was at 3:30.
Okay,
and I say at 3:30, okay, I'm going to get the tickets.
Done.
I don't hear from him. No, listen to this. And on Wednesday, when we had had our date, this was actually very important to the story. When he got off work and came straight to my house, he didn't even like text me or say on my way. He just showed up.
He just pulled up.
And
that's
I
weird.
Said it on Wednesday. I go, you have to at least text me. And he goes, well, I called my kids. I go, I respect that, but at least send me a text and go on my way.
You could text while you're on a call.
You could text all day. You could text when you're on a
Put
call.
Put it on speaker, my boy.
So I felt like I had already addressed this with him. It's
sure.
like, I just need you to say on my way. Or be there in 10 or something.
Something.
It's weird. You got to communicate.
I need an OT dub, bro. So I'm going to worry. Yeah.
So the movie was at 6:20 on Saturday night. So 5 o'clock rolls around. 5:30 rolls around. Legal ID. I can't say what is it, DZ?
It's from the Kiss FM studios. This is WXSS and HD1 while we're Tulsa, Milwaukee.
Thank
103.7
you.
Kiss FM. Y'all, duh.
I'm very deep into my story.
You in it. You in it. Nah, you good.
No.
You good.
So basically, I don't hear from him, and now it's 5 o'clock,
okay.
5:30,
okay.
5:45.
Okay.
I texted my friend, and I said, hey, girl, if this guy thinks he's going to show up once again without texting or calling me,
and just
when
show
I
up.
Just told him on Wednesday I need communication,
I don't rock like that.
We're going to have a problem. So she goes, well, give him until 6, and then come get me, and I'll go with you since I had the tickets.
Fair enough.
5:55, 5:57, 5:59, I'm in the car. I'm in the garage.
Are
like,
you
it's
ready
on.
To go?
It's on.
What time's the movie again?
6:20.
That's right.
So I pull out, and I go get her. 6:07, he calls me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm about to turn on your street. And I, dude.
Dang.
I answered the phone. I go, you better turn around and go home. He goes, what? I said, you better turn around and go home. I'm going out with my friend now because you did not communicate with me. I haven't heard from you in 3 to 4 hours. I asked you on Wednesday to communicate with me and let me know what you couldn't have contacted me from the drive from disc golf home, from home to the...
At any point in time.
You drove 20 minutes to my house and you didn't call me till you were about to turn on my street. Boy, you're playing with the wrong
girl. Boy.
You're playing with the wrong girl. And I was like, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. And so I'm like, well, I appreciate it, but I am too old for this. I'm not training you how to be a man. I'm not training you. And my girlfriend's in the car going, who?
Like, of course she is. She's gassing you up in the back like,
She's like, I'm so proud of you. I go, I don't have time for this. Like, this is stupid. Like, this is fixable, but this is just a dumb.
Yeah.
He's not listening. And we're not. And there's a disconnect somewhere.
You don't think that was a little drastic, though?
No. Yes, it was.
You know, I'm going to be keeping a bug with you. I'm like, dang, you just
absolutely.
Up it. Like, you ain't even say, hey, bro. Like, no communication. Where are you first? Like,
I
no text
said,
to be like, bro, this is exactly what I was talking about.
Well, she goes, is he okay? I go, he better be okay. So when he called me, I go, oh, you're okay. Because that's all I cared about was that you were okay. Now that I know you're okay, now I'm mad.
Oh, the pre conversation. I thought you meant after the conversation. Is he okay?
No,
I was like,
he's
who cares?
Fine. He was fine. He goes, you're right. I should have called. And
not even a call, a text. Even,
anything,
bro.
Nothing.
And I'm not great sometimes at like at responding and texting. I understand what it is. I'm
it's
not trying
Saturday.
To say nothing. But
he's not at work. He has no kids. There's zero reason he can't communicate with me. So I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to the movies with my friend, turn around and go home.
Bye,
and
Buster.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I did. And I had a great time with my friend at the movie. We had a great time. And I was like, this was what I needed.
I needed a girl's date.
And so I went home and she goes, have you heard from him? I go, nope. She goes, he's not even blowing up your phone. I go, nope.
I mean, at that point, he's thinking
he's afraid.
He just wants to give you a little distance. He clearly knows he teed you up. So he's like, I ain't about to poke the bear.
So he did. I hear from him Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Feels accurate in a man brain.
Yes. And he explained
all early this. Sunday morning?
He texts me 10 a.m. No, 10 a.m.
Not
even
early
worse.
Enough, Poppy. Not early enough.
Even worse.
Uh-huh.
He texts me and I just rolled my eyes when I saw the good morning. And I rolled my eyes and I went and picked up my kids and we went and had a fun day together. And
all he said was good morning.
That was it.
Nothing. No like follow up. No like, hey, I've been thinking about what happened last night.
Nothing.
Oh, Poppy, that's not game.
There's more.
Bro.
You guys think I'm overreacting? Just wait till you hear the rest because I'm not, okay?
Ooh.
We had a long talk and I said, when I got back home with my kids on Sunday, I said, hey, listen, I'm not going to ghost you because, you know, I feel like we have a really we have a really good thing going.
Mm-hmm.
We've been communicating really well. So I'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
You just started connecting with this dude.
Yeah.
Genuine connection.
Shared a lot of things both ways.
Yep.
So he said, okay, he calls me immediately.
Mm.
And when I tell you, I'll tell you next.
Oh, my Lord.
You're
going to tell me now.
You're going to die.
No, tell me now.
You're going to die when I tell you what came out on the phone call.
What'd he say? What'd you say? What happened?
You guys.
What day was this again?
This was on Sunday.
I'm just comptrolling over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping record.
Saturday night, he shows up 12 minutes before the date without calling or texting. Has no idea what theater we're even going to. So doesn't even know, by the way.
Okay, Saturday.
I leave my house and go out with my girlfriend. And then Sunday, he calls me.
Calls you, right.
And this is where it all came out, everybody.
It all came out? What came out?
Wait,
he's gay?
No.
Wait.
He's not gay.
What happened? Oh, my Lord.
Just wait till I tell you what came out on the phone call.
Tell me now.
And why it actually ended.
Say it now.
I'll tell you next.
We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Well, just hold on and hear the rest of the story before you blame me.
I'm not blaming you.
Somebody on the text went, no wonder Allie's single. Yeah, I'm single because I'm not putting up with it. But just trust me, I was right in the end because wait till I tell you the next part, DZ.
So you guys were on the phone. He called you. You said, hey, bro, we got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning.
Sunday
morning. He calls you immediately.
He calls me immediately when I said we can have a conversation.
Immediately,
right. And so we get on the phone and I was like, what's up? And he's like, what's going on? I'm sorry. I go, I haven't heard from you until this morning. He goes, well, I was trying to give you space because you were upset. I go, okay.
Told you.
You were right. So DZ, you were totally right
Told
on
you.
That. And I go, okay. Okay. He's like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to make you more mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave you space and then I texted this morning.
I hear you.
And I said, okay, fine. And I said, well, listen, I said, here's where I'm at with it. I said, I obviously like you, but I obviously know exactly what I want. And I'm way too old to be putting up with stupid little things. Like if I communicate something to you and you don't listen, I don't know what else
I don't
to,
know
say.
What to say. Yeah.
There's nothing else I can do. So
sure.
I'm willing to continue dating you to reset, but you're not going to be the only man I date. If we can go on a date.
You mind about to unpause the hinge. That's what you're saying. Unpausing the hinge.
I 100% said I'm going to start going out with other people if I want to. I'm not saying I am, but if I want to, I will, and we can reset, but I am not devoting all of my time to a man that can't even give me the respect to just like let me know he's on his way. You know,
you basically said, my boy, I'm taking a couple eggs out this basket, and then I'm going to hold them close in case I want to drop a couple in a different basket,
maybe.
Just so you know. Because you had been invested a lot in pausing the hinge, and I'm not saying that you guys were dating and boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, but you guys had progressed pretty exclusively.
He was the one.
Talking every night. He was the what?
He was the one saying he wanted to be exclusive.
Oh, there was more to that sentence.
Sorry.
Oh, there was more to that sentence.
He was the one pushing that narrative. He was the one, I paused my hinge long before I paused my hinge.
Yeah, sure.
He was the one pushing that, not me.
Okay.
So keep that in mind when I tell you what's about to happen next.
So y'all on the phone.
So we're on the phone.
I'm sorry.
And he's saying, I'm sorry. And I'm like, well, I really appreciate it. You know, if you want to continue to see, he goes, I'd like to keep seeing you.
So you didn't cut it off rip. You just said, hey, I got to take a beat. I think we're doing a lot, and maybe let's take a step back, and I may see other people. This is a grown conversation. You need to accept that.
Yeah, I don't want to devote all my time to you. It's not working like that yet.
Snaps
we're not
that.
There.
I appreciate
he's like,
that.
Well, I'm sorry. I'd love to reset. And then I was like, because, you know, I'm just not doing this. And so then that's when the ball drops.
I see your
then
face. What happened?
The phone call, we keep talking and talking and talking. And
why are you?
Because somebody texted in the fact that you played the song Mood right after that. Trish, stop it, okay?
Some people realize some didn't, you know.
Anyway, so then he says to me, because, you know, he's divorced and he's got, you know, two little kids and whatever, which I have no issue with. Well, let me just tell you guys what I didn't tell you on the air. He had told me this narrative that his ex-wife had been begging him to get back together for months, okay? And that he...
Currently?
Yes. Even though she lived with somebody else. And so it was already messy in my mind.
Oh, she was booed up with a different dude?
She has a boyfriend that she lived with.
Okay.
So he's telling me all this, and he's like, but I will show... He's like, I'll show you all the texts. I will show you everything because I really want you to trust me.
I'm over her.
Here it is. Like, we've gone back and forth, and now we finally got divorced. I'm done. So, because he was being so transparent, right, I believed him.
He fed into it.
And he said, here's the text. You know, she's texting me all this. And I said to him on our date, I go, I'm concerned about how messy this is. Like, I really don't want her to even know we're dating until we decide we want to be together. Like, I don't want to get involved in the drama. I really feel like I'm in a healthy spot mentally, and I'm being optimistic, so I don't want drama.
You weren't looking to stoke no flames.
I wasn't trying to poke the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that it would just get her going again, right? I said, and I don't even know her side. So, fair enough, let's just say we don't know her side, too. It could be a whole other side.
Who
knows? This is what he's telling me. So as the call unravels, he gets upset now. And he goes, I'm just, nobody ever listens to me. And I'm like, is this gaslighting, or is this him saying I need someone to like help and listen?
Yeah.
So
is it really coming out? What's happening?
Is he really getting emotional, or is he playing me?
Because you said there had been a vibe from a couple of days that you weren't sure about. Things have been off. Right, right.
And I go, okay, well, what?
I'm listening now.
I'm listening. Let's talk.
Talk to me.
What's wrong?
You get your soft voice on?
Yeah.
I'm listening now.
Allie calms down, and Allie stops, you know, and I go, what? What's the matter? Talk to me.
Tell me.
If you feel like you have no one to talk to, and everyone's and I'm lighting you up now, and everybody's lighting you up. What's wrong?
What's wrong, BBL boo?
He's like, well, my ex all weekend has been texting me, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like, that's why you're disconnected. You're confused.
Giving him grief about the kids or something.
No, all kinds. He, according to him, again, we only know one side. She's now breaking up with her boyfriend, and she wants to get back together.
Oh.
And now that she's single again, can they work on it? And I said, well, what do you say when your ex-wife says these things to you? And he goes, I tell her that it's over. And she goes, and I go, and then what does she say? And he goes, she says, I'm sorry, I shouldn't text you this. And I go, well, she's still doing it, so you haven't set any boundaries.
So clearly,
clearly.
Yeah, man, and y'all still talking, because I get you have kids involved.
Talk about the kids,
but
everything. So as it starts unraveling, all the things start connecting. And I go, this is why he's been off this week. She's getting in his head. And so I said to him, I go, are you confused? Because I said, let me be honest with you. When my kids were little, even though the reason I got divorced is traumatic and awful, I would have done anything for a year or two to get my family back together. Yeah. I would have put up with the disrespect. I would have allowed things to happen because all I wanted was my
family
back.
Your family.
That was all I wanted. I go, so if you're having doubts right now because you're in that space, I'm 10 years out from that. Mm-hmm. I'm happier than ever, and I know it was the right thing.
I'm really on the other side, my boy.
I'm really on the other side. So if you're going through that and you're not over it,
like you say you are,
I need to know.
Yeah, yeah. Because from jump, like you said, you ain't getting no messy.
Nope. And he goes, well, I'm confused. And I go, all right, listen. Okay. I go, you know what? Leave me alone today. I need some space. I got to process. So the day goes on, DZ. And he goes, no problem. And I said, you can call me, you can text me, but give me today to process.
Fair.
Well, the day processed. I stopped being mad. Then I got sad. Then I cried a little. And then I got over it.
Am I fighting somebody? All I got to know is am I fighting somebody?
No, because I actually moved on with my life. I moved on with my life now.
You can say, yeah. I mean,
luckily,
I can still
it didn't last that long, so I'm fine. But But I was proud of myself for processing all of the emotions, going through it, going, okay, you're not angry, you're sad, you're a little hurt.
But and then some realizations come through, and you're like,
this is a mess. Like, I don't want anything to do with this. This guy is blowing smoke.
Why am I saddling my horse right now? Yeah. This ain't about race.
This is stupid. Like, this guy's confused. I want no part of this.
Yeah.
So
let me get up off this hill real quick.
And that's exactly what I did. And this is where it ends, everybody. So on Sunday night, after I had gone through all those emotions and processed, this is not what I want. I've worked too hard to get to a place where I feel healthy and I want a healthy partner.
Good.
This is not the mess I want to be in. So I sent him a very long paragraph girl text. If you know what I'm talking
about. Oh, you sent him a novel?
And I was trying not to be disrespectful, but I basically said, I've been processing. I've been thinking. I'm in a good spot. I don't think you are.
I'm in a good spot and you are not.
And you are not. And I don't want anything to do with this situation. Please don't ever, you know, contact me again. I think this has run its course. And I had zero regrets and I still have zero regrets.
Did he say anything back?
No, because I said, please don't call me or contact me because I'd like to move on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in these little cycles that people get into when they're all, I'm not getting in this mess. I don't want to be in the triangle. Well, I don't want to be involved. Deal with your mess and deal with your family and do what's ever best for your family. But guess what? It doesn't involve Allie.
Right.
I'm out.
Not that you need to hear this, but I think that's super mature. And I think other people need to hear this and people that are far younger than us dealing with things, right? Mm-hmm. You get into these weird triangles, like you just said, right? Mm-hmm. One person was dating one person, then they break up, start dating somebody else. And then there's always some tension, whatever, right? I think the mature thing that anybody could ever do is realize that why would you put yourself through something like that?
Yeah.
So you went, why am I going to make this harder? This isn't even, and you did your thing for you. Snaps, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm talking about you even helped him out because you were helpful to him in the degree of, I don't want you to feel any weird tension as to talking to me and trying to figure something out with that. I get where you're at. I understand what you're going through. I think you're going to be unhappy about what these results are going to be, but I'm going to let you find out for yourself because you're a grown man. Mm-hmm. And if you have a glimmer of hope that you are going to get your family back, go ahead, my boy.
Yep.
Try it out.
Exactly.
Be you, but don't be with me
but
for
But don't
it.
Mislead me and tell me you're past it when you're not.
So I'm going to take two and take two steps that way while y'all go on right ahead. Go ahead.
And I promise you, I had zero regrets.
Good.
I felt like I made the right. I still know. I know I made the right. It's not even a question.
Yeah.
I know I made the right decision. What?
And you made it easier. You made it easier for you. You made it easier for him. Mm-hmm. You made it easier for her. Now they can go on, blank off, and do whatever they want to do and try to figure it out. And
That's
if they do figure it out,
great.
Good grace.
Great,
good,
for,
good,
great for you
amazing.
Guys. That's amazing.
That's a blessing.
And if you don't, it's not my problem.
Don't contact me about my car's extended warranty. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, and don't get other people involved in your mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're
good. Lord have mercy.
Ah, that has been Dumpster Fire Dating. Thank you to everyone texting in, saying nice things. You guys are so sweet. Me and my boys do deserve the best. I agree. And I feel like, there's so much messy going on. I'm good. Let people do their thing, and I got to do what's best for me.
Allie, deep breath in. And exhale. Allie single, y'all.
103.7 Kiss FM. Oof, I'm exhausted from Dumpster Fire Dating.
Yeah, that was a lot.
But you guys, your texts are so sweet and all the messages. You guys are awesome. I love all the support. And you too, DZ. You're good at counseling me on these things and telling me if I'm overreacting or being unfair or being ridiculous. So I appreciate you about that.
At first, I was like, dang, don't you think you overreacted by leaving him for the movie, whatever? But as the story went on, I'm like, no.
And once you see the whole picture, it makes more sense, doesn't it?
Once you understand the energy from days before, the leading up, the lack of communication, and the fact that the ex had been in the ear in all of that time, it's like, who was he on the phone with then?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What took him 20 minutes to get to my house without calling or texting? DZ, we're not stupid. I feel like we've been around the block
We've cut it.
Next.
And we're in a better place. Yep. Honestly, quite frankly, I think good. And I think you
best
did great.
Decision.
All I did, you don't got to thank me, though. All I did was ruin this by giving him a nickname.
Hey,
now we know. If we want to end a relationship for you, Allie,
Name him. Fast forward and name him.
Name him.
I love it.
It'll be done in 7 days max.
Hey, you know what's on Sunday? Did you hear the news?
Oh, yeah. Something super.
I, I know that there's a Bucks game, but after the Bucks game, there's a big game.
Another big game.
And the Eagles and the Chiefs once again. Here we go again. It's like we're on a... Okay,
wait,
enough.
Didn't we do this?
We did this with the Kelce brothers, didn't we?
Wait a second. Didn't we? Hold on.
There's a big game on Sunday, and I was just talking to somebody yesterday about how I don't feel like I get invited to Super
Bowl
parties anymore because we're not allowed to say it because of the trademark. So I'll call it the big game the whole time.
You don't go to bowl parties?
I feel like every year I was invited to like four or five. And in the past few years, maybe it changed after COVID. There's no Super
Bowl parties.
Invites. And so I was thinking about this yesterday because I was talking to one of our friends from Pottawatomie because they have a huge sports book there now, which is really cool. And they're doing like $40 for a ticket and you get like all you can eat, three drinks.
Stuff.
And I was actually really cool. Hey, I might pull up to that.
I do want to hit that up regardless. Yeah. So big game or not, like that's just going to be a nice time to just pull up for stuff.
And I'm actually more into that now and experience somewhere than going to somebody's house, if you want me to be honest.
Sure. Or just bring the party there because then guess who don't got to clean up? Us.
And maybe we're just not getting invited, and we're the issue, DZ. I don't know. Did you get invited to parties? Tell you did.
No, I didn't get any invites. No, I didn't get any invites.
Which one of your friends invited you and not me?
No, I didn't get any invites.
Because your friends are my friends now. Who's having a party?
Nobody.
Angelo?
No.
Becca and Vince?
No.
Who?
No, nobody.
Who's having a party?
Nobody's watching the Super Bowl.
Aaron's family's having a party?
Nope.
Oh, okay, now.
Nope. Nobody.
Whoever texted in, you mean the Taylor Show? We could call it the Taylor Show.
Hey, no lies, though. We did get invited to come. Well, yeah,
no,
so.
My friends just don't have parties anymore. Good to know.
Ooh,
good to know.
Big yikes. Well, you can come with us if I wasn't working, but I'm working, so we can't go nowhere.
You know what? I'm good. I'm fine. I'm going to be at home with my kids watching the halftime show, which is all I care about anyway.
The real important thing.
But can we talk real quick about the best food for the big game? And, you know, whether it's a party or you're at home, there are some staples.
Yeah.
So if you guys were to go to your friend's party, what would you bring? Or what would you expect at the party? What are your go-tos for the big game?
I'm not bringing nothing, but I'm expecting a lot.
Is chili one of them? Because I feel like chili is like the number one thing you get at parties when it's the game.
In season and it's like, oh, it's cold out and it's easy to make chili for 1,000 people. There's always chili.
Meatballs in the crock pot, that one's like
guaranteed.
Always the go-to. Or little wieners. I said what I said.
I'm childish. I'm sorry.
You're funny.
Listen, I actually don't care for the chili. I can eat chili on a regular basis. Chili isn't a big game food for me.
Fair enough.
Right? I will tell you, though, I need these two things.
What?
And they are drastically different.
What?
If you ain't got no wings, I don't like you.
Oh, I love wings.
If
You're
there's
right.
no wings on the table,
there needs to be wings.
They could be regular rub or dry rub. They
Whatever.
Could be no rub, but they got to be nice, crispy, delicious.
They could be Wingstop for they all could, I care.
For real.
I don't
for
care. Just bring
real.
Me wings.
Pull up with a Crave case of Wingstop. That's fantastic. Mm. I need wings. I need wings guaranteed. And deviled eggs.
I love deviled eggs, too.
Now, with the price of eggs, listen.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is starting to see some of the effects of these eggs prices, bro. Trust me. I don't know if y'all have bought eggs recently, but them dollars is going up.
You know how many eggs I eat? I'm obsessed with eggs. And yes, they're ridiculous.
Anywho,
yep.
a good deviled egg never hurt nobody.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm bringing pasta salad to the big game.
A pasta salad?
I don't get down with it. I don't like pasta salad because I don't like coleslaw. It's something about the tangy sauce. I love potato salads.
Love potato salad.
But I don't get down with the pasta salads.
If pasta salad got bacon in it, if it's got the right fixings, if you got that chunky cheese,
very
like the cube curd cheese. Yeah, I'm not huge on pasta salads, though. I'm with you on that one because it normally got olives in it.
Somebody texted in, we're making taco dip.
Ooh, that's a good go-to.
Love.
Ooh, that's a good go-to. No olives, please.
That's what you stole my line. I was going to say no black olives on it. I hate the black olives
please.
On taco dip.
Why? Or at least make them easy to take off. Like, leave them on top. I get some people like them, but garnish. Garnish.
Yeah.
Don't mix in. Don't be evil.
414-533-1037. You can text us and tell us what are your like go-to foods for the big game. Screw it. Let's go to the phones and see.
You want to answer? Call now?
Yeah, why not? Let's see.
Goodness.
Let's see who it is and what they're up to. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bella.
Hey, what a fan.
In Kenosha.
She's bringing milkshakes.
That's right. All Hi, different Bella. Kinds of flavors. Hi.
What's your go-to food for the game? Do you have one?
Well, it used to be deviled eggs. So that's not happening. This year, we're going to make a brisket.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, just some corned beef and like some Reubens. I know DZ, you love those.
I don't know why he hates corned beef so much. He's such a corned beef hater, and I hate him for that. It's the only one of the only things I don't like about DZ is he doesn't like corned beef.
You know, I've realized what it is.
What?
It's the pickled meat. It's the pickled meat taste. I'm not a fan. For whatever reason, it just doesn't hit my palate the right way.
So it's not the Thousand Island saucer on it. It's the.
I don't hate Thousand Island. No. I think it's the pickled
How
meat.
How do you feel about
taste.
Sauerkraut?
Is that the issue?
I don't like sauerkraut
it's
either.
It's the sauerkraut.
Yeah, I definitely don't like kraut.
I love sauerkraut, too.
No, it ain't for me.
Dude, Reubens are good stuff. DZ, not
Delicioso.
A fan.
It's okay.
Somebody texted in and said soft pretzels and cheese sauce. I never even think to make those, even soft though my kids love pretzels.
They're a hit. I'm not a pretzel guy, but they're a hit. No, I like the Auntie Anne's or Annie's, the cinnamon pretzels. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm not a big salty guy, but the sugary
He's
ones.
He's going to go to Gertie Mills right now.
I swear, you ain't lying.
There's one in the airport.
Huh?
You have to go through security, but there's one in the airport.
I will go through TSA to get Auntie Annie's pretzels. What?
It's on the southwest side at Mitchell Airport. There was.
I'm 6 minutes away from the airport, Allie. I'm pulling up.
We'll ask the airport if they can let you through security so you can get your pretzels.
All I got to do is, I'm getting through the airport. Oh, yeah, I'm getting through the airport.
Assuming
don't worry
it's
about
still
it.
There because last time I flew Delta, so I was in the different concourse. If you know, you know. Anyway.
That's what I'm bringing to the big game. I'm bringing Auntie Annie's cinnamon pretzels now from the airport.
Yeah, the one thing that I do love that my mom makes is homemade spinach dip, and she makes it with like the Greek, what is it, Greek yogurt?
Greek yogurt.
So it's a little healthier.
So wait, spinach and artichoke dip or just spinach dip?
Yeah, just spinach dip, but it's got like water chestnuts and it's amazing.
Oh.
I'm kind of interested.
And it's like healthy,
I'm kind of
I can send you the recipe.
Please do.
And Bella, you got to send that. Somebody texted in buffalo chicken dip. That's my dish. I act like not everybody on the planet makes buffalo chicken dip now.
It's the Allie special.
That's my dish. You put
Her
the
recipe.
Buffalo chicken dip down. That's I make that three times a week. Are you kidding me?
Denied. Allie's already bringing that.
Somebody said,
did you ever eat that pickle dip that you got from his
No, because remember I left it in the fridge and then his sister, DZ's sister-in-law,
yep,
gave me a new package of the...
Yeah.
And why'd you have to bring this up? And
you ain't made it yet, have you?
No, but there's a
reason.
Because
you haven't made it yet. It doesn't go bad, though. You invite us up to come eat it.
No,
we've been busy.
No, it's not. I know it doesn't go bad because I even checked on the package to be safe. Like, oh, I can make this in 6 months if I want.
A year. It's shelf stable. Very shelf stable.
Well, I picked it up the other day to make it.
Yeah? What?
I was hoping I didn't have to tell you
what?
That. I was going to order another one and not tell you.
You know Megan be listening, bro.
Megan's not going to kill me because I didn't do anything. The bag got punctured or something. And I look at the counter and I go, why is there sauce? And I pick up the dip and I go,
leaked.
Oh, it leaked. And this is what I get for not making it. And I felt bad, so I didn't bring it up because I thought Megan was going to, I didn't want to, I felt bad.
No longer shelf stable.
But I was going to order a new bag of the pickle dip and act like I had, you know, gotten it for sure. Just pretend.
You're going to fake it for the gram?
I was totally going to fake it and just act like it was the one she gave me. So I'm just saying.
I won't tell her. She listens back on the Odyssey app later anyway, so she's probably hearing it now.
Megan, I swear, it wasn't my fault. Holly and Grafton texted in and said, Walmart and West Bend had an Auntie Anne's in it. And then somebody else said, oh, is there still an Auntie Anne's at Southridge? I knew there was. I just assumed it was gone when you said that. It's on the second floor.
It's on the second.
Is it still there?
Y'all are right. Y'all are right.
Hold on. When you said that, I thought it was gone because you said it's been there the whole time.
It's still there. It's still there. They're so right.
You could go today.
I'm going right now. Bye, Bella. Appreciate you.
Bye, y'all.